It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first black superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy takes command this morning. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more on Lieutenant General Richard M. Clark.
The change of command ceremony is taking place at the Falcon Football Stadium on the Academy grounds in Colorado Springs. Lieutenant General Clark graduated from the Academy himself in 1986. He also formerly served as the school's Commandant of Cadets from 2010 to 2012, and he most recently worked as a Deputy Chief of Staff at the Pentagon. Clark is taking over for the retiring Lieutenant General Jay Silveria. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
RTD board members last night voted down a proposed cut to staff salaries. The agency is facing a budget shortfall of more than $200 million next year and is planning to lay off hundreds of employees. The proposed salary cuts would have saved RTD about $5 million. The board will consider a less drastic salary cut next month. Colorado hotels saw occupancy rates increase again last month after the industry started to bounce back a bit this summer from what experts call a devastating blow brought on by the pandemic. According to the Rocky Mountain Lodging Report, room occupancy rose to just over 51% in August. Bill Hopping is a market consultant.
As the pandemic progressed and summer progressed, people became a little bit more comfortable with driving to destinations, and there was less of a bad day for everybody through those peak summer months.
Hopping says the luxury hotel sector made the greatest recovery after taking the hardest hit. He adds that the industry expects another downturn with students back in school and temperatures dropping. The Denver Nuggets had their first win last night in their best-of-seven playoff series against the L.A. Lakers. It was 114-106. The Lakers lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.